short listen to this piece of history.
The paradise of poor lighting and faux wood paneling.
That's sexist!
Then take a unicycle down memory lane.
This is quality broadcasting right here.
Is this scripted? I don't know what's going on.
Oh, the humanity.
David M. Green.
I'm your number one fan.
I'm your number one fan, David.
Yeah, whatever.
Using his sound engineering skills acquired through the long nights panelling brain damage.
Who is it?
His name is David M. Green, and he's in Australia, of all places. And he does a show called
David M. Green's Summer Powwow.
Well, that's what I thought. Okay.
What show is it?
I'm well prepared for global warming now.
That's good to know.
Yes, and a good evening to you, listener. I'm David M. Green, and welcome to my summer powwow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. And what a powwow it will be tonight. Joining me this evening are two radio heavyweights. Literally, they could use some exercise and a visit to the nutritionist. They are no stranger to the diet of Orson Welles. It's Jared Kotlowy.
That's correct.
All right. And voiceovers Tim Ray.
Still here.
Sorry. It's spelt Gerard Kotlowy. That's how I want to say it, but it's Jared Kotlowy.
Yeah, that'll be.
Thank you very much for being here. How are we?
Yeah, I'm maintaining homeostasis.
That's good.
Same.
All right. You're both alive. Well, you two in the studio and you out there listening, listener, tonight will be the powwow to end all powwows. By the end of the show, your voices will be raspy and girlish, especially those of... Says Gerard, but I want to say Jared. No, other way around. I'm just going to call you Jerry.
Oh, that'll do.
Okay. Especially the voices of Jerry and Tim, as they will be having a voiceover battle here live in the studio to determine who deserves the title of voiceover's own, currently held by Tim Ray over there. Can he hang on to it, or will it be cruelly taken away from him by this young, naive upstart in the radio game?
I don't know.
Personally, I wager 300 quatloos on the newcomer. Also on the show, my exclusive interview with idol of the celebrity generation, Paris Hilton, plus a message from the Australian Coal Miners Association regarding global warming. Bass Rutan's dating tips. We'll also be boldly prank calling where no soundboard has prank called before. And interspersed with a certain kind of obscure 80s new wave music that you all know I love, which tonight include the Rubino's Devo, and the Psychedelic Furs right now with Love My Way. You are feeling the powwow here on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM.
Hi there, I'm Sean McAuliffe, and who are you? Obviously you can't answer that because... I'm on radio and you're not. But anyway, don't ring up. It's pointless because I'm pre-recorded. But you're listening to...
Pow Wow!
...on Radio Adelaide 101.5.
So, Sally, I really had a great time tonight.
Yeah, well, thanks for walking me to the door.
So... Would you like to do this again sometime? Give me some sugar, baby?
Yeah, maybe. Well, good night.
Wait, don't I get a kiss goodnight?
There you go, Chip.
Actually, Sally, I couldn't trouble you for a cup of coffee or some...
Ow, my face!
Sound familiar? Consider yourself a little unlucky in love. When it comes to the world of romance, are you still searching for that shortcut to the cherished riches of the subcontinent? Are too many of your Saturday evenings sounding like this?
Space, the final frontier.
If you need a lesson in the language of love, why not choose from the many available titles in the Bass Rutan School of Dating exclusive range of sleep tapes?
Yeah, hi, boss.
Hello.
Actually, I'm having trouble talking to women.
Okay.
I can never seem to finish a pickup line before she walks away.
My first thing that I want to tell you is to keep your eyes on your opponent. Never look away from your opponent. Because if you look away, you cannot see the glass coming, or the hit, or the baseball bat, or what about a shin kick in the head?
If If you're a pitiful excuse of a man, now you can be the suave and sensitive, yet rugged and masculine Casanova that all women desire. Alternatively, if you're one of those women, you'll learn the secret of tolerance when it comes to finding your perfect guy, who, thanks to commercial media, is most likely an unrealistic expectation. It's all thanks to the Bass Rutan School of Dating exclusive range of sleep tapes. Simply start your official Bass Rutan School of Dating audio cassette as you turn in for the night, and experience the latest in hypnopedic social instruction as you hear excerpts from official dating seminars hosted by acclaimed Dutch street fighting sensation, Bass Rutan.
Mr. Rutan, my 9th wedding anniversary is coming up soon, and I have no idea what to get for my wife.
Let me explain to you something about porcelain, okay?
If you're a complete novice when it comes to relationships, totally desperate for a boyfriend, or just after some tips to spice things up in the bedroom, you can't look past the Bass Rutan School of Dating exclusive range of sleep tapes.
Yeah, hello, Bass. My husband of 17 years has been having trouble rising to the occasion, if you know what I mean.
I know my things.
Well, whatever I can do.
Everybody underestimates the kick in the groin.
Thank you, Bass Rutan. You saved my marriage.
The Bass Rutan School of Dating exclusive range of sleep tapes isn't just limited to heterosexual relationships. I think you'll find Bass Rutan is a learned scholar of all kinds of love.
Hi, Bass. I was just wondering if... Well, my partner and I get pretty wild sometimes, if you know what I mean.
I know.
But sometimes when I wake up after a big night out, I find teeth marks and cigarette burns all over me. Is that normal?
Now, this situation happened in Kiev to me. He was drunk, I was drunk, and it was all in good play. And he grabbed me from the back, and he started biting in my back. And he was biting through my skin. When I came home, but through my skin, okay?
Thanks, Bass. You sure put things in perspective for me.
So whether you're looking for a quick solution...
Bass, how do I get guys to like me?
Of course, the bottle of beer.
Or something to help you find your one true soulmate.
There are many weapons that you can use. I call them weapons. A glass, very dangerous. You can stab it right in front of somebody's face.
You'll be sure to find all the advice you need with the Bass Rutan School of Dating exclusive range of sleep tapes. Available now by mail order direct from The Hague. Bass Rutan puts the bass in basic romance techniques. Order your 6 audio cassette compilation today and you'll be invited up for coffee faster than you can say,
crush it in the face.
The Bass Rutan School of Dating exclusive range of sleep tapes may cause insomnia and impotence.
Hi, I'm David M. Green. That Bass Rutan, what a guy. Oh, notorious fan of this show, by the way.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, go to davidmgreen.com for more information about
that. That's davidgreen.com.
Yeah, David M. Green. Bass Rutan, we made this clip. It's on YouTube. Bass Rutan obviously typed in his own name. I believe there's a term for that. Is it ego surfing?
Yeah, I believe that's
something
right.
Like that. He came across it. Loves the show. Bass Rutan is, of course, a professional wrestler in America. Loves power. Bass Rutan. What a guy.
Anyway, wow.
This is Pow Wow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Just earlier there, we heard the Psychedelic Furs with Love My Way. My name is David M. Green. Jerry Kotlowy is here. Have a round of applause. There we go. I got the name right.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sorry. It says Gerard here on the page. That's how it's spelt, but it's Jared.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Like the actor.
That's right. You, who are you? Your voiceover's Tim Ray. Punchline didn't quite work there. But they are laughing, so I suppose that's...
Mediocre something. Laugh, yeah. Come on.
Obviously not funny enough. By the way, Tim, I hear a special congratulations is in order.
I did think that as the winner of the Marion City Council Young Citizen of the Year, I would be getting a more sort of joyous applause.
Something like this.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Well, next time then. So what'd you get for that?
I got a badge.
No, I mean, like, what did you do to get it? Did you, you know,
oh.
Did you kill somebody? And
no,
and
unfortunately, no.
Assume their rank.
No, no. It's for my involvement with St John Ambulance Australia. Okay. I help run a cadet division, and someone noticed my good work.
Oh, well done, may I say.
Thank you.
And yeah, Jerry, better you know, put some more effort into it.
Sorry.
Oh, how about that official government apology to the Aboriginal Stolen Generation today? Did you watch that on TV this morning?
No, I was asleep.
Okay, pretty life-changing moment. And may I say, it is about time, but we should move on because I've made it a policy on Powwow not to get political. Isn't that right, Paul Keating?
This is the sweetest victory of all.
Okay, but right now it is time for the Powwow voiceover battle. Right, I have to explain it now. Tim Ray, you're voiceovers, Tim Ray. That's what we call you.
That's right.
You love voiceovers.
I love my voice.
Jared, you are not voiceovers, Jared Kotlowy, but you do have quite an impressive baritone voice there.
I do.
Yeah, that's right. So I think you would naturally fit in well. Now, you were on the show a few weeks ago.
I was.
And off air, Tim called in and seemed pretty threatened about you. Threatened by you.
Yes,
he thought he'd possibly you were going to take his place.
Yes.
And with good reason.
Hmm.
So anyway, I thought we'd have a voiceover battle here to determine who should be called voiceovers, whatever. Currently, it's Tim.
That's a strange title.
Yeah. That's right. Voiceovers, whatever.
Yeah.
Prestigious.
Yeah. So I think the winner should get Tim's badge and plaque and everything that he won from this.
And my man flowers.
You won man flowers.
Yeah, I got flowers.
But anyway, what I asked these guys to do, because I'm not wasting my time writing things, I got Jerry here to write three voiceover scripts, and I got Tim here to write three voiceover scripts, and they're both going to read each other's voiceover scripts, and whoever, you know, does it making the fewest mistakes will be crowned king of voiceovers, something like that, some sort of plaque, possibly. I don't know, I don't have one, but maybe we'll just use yours, Tim.
Can I have some flowers if I win?
All right, well, maybe. I'll see what I can do. But anyway, would you like to start, Tim? I have your voiceovers here, which you have not seen before. This will be the first time you are seeing them. You have three. Jerry has written them.
Right.
Yes, the first one's easy, the second one's harder, and the third one is impossible.
Yeah, all right.
And, right. Impossible for some.
Do you require a glass of water or anything like that?
No.
No? All right. In your own time.
Old, near death and desperately need a distraction from the fact that you're no longer in control of anything below your eyebrows? Well, turn your hearing aids up and stop talking, because you need to get with the times, old man. Here at Radio Adelaide, we think you need a computer, or, as you might know them, a talking book machine. Once you have a talking book machine, you can welcome the distraction of surfing the net, talking to your friends, in brackets because face it, you can't right now, the ones you know can't hear, and all the rest are dead. And finding out the wonders of what Homo sapiens look like above their ankles. Go on YouTube and look at videos of all that crazy crap you lot did back in the 30s, because you were obviously so freaking bored. You watched a grown man box a kangaroo. How about taking the old Victoria... Victrola? Out for a spin? A penny farthing, perhaps? Or do you remember the Depression? Those were the times. Unequal rights for all, to be had. Or not, as the case may be. And it can be all yours for the astonishing price of $3,000. Yes, that's right. Things don't cost less than 4 cents to do anything anymore, but let's face it, you can probably afford it. You've probably been saving up everything because you don't like to waste the most mundane and trivial things. I'm guessing you have a box full of pieces of string too small to use. Dash them into the sea. They are no longer useful, much like you, Finn. Tonight, on I Retain a Thesaurus, I will be fulfilling my duties as the impertinent, ingenious, grandiloquent person I am, and will be reading paraphernalia from my thesauri. Recently on I Retain a Thesaurus, I had the audacity to instantaneously apply words that are audibly voluminous, but in retrospective, are not comprehensive to the commonplace invigilator. The implementation of comparable words gives yours truly the sensation that I am adept, brisk, clever, effective, impertinent, knowing, pointed, quick-witted, resourceful, sassy, sharp, slick, and wise. And most certainly not brainless, dazed, deficient, doltish, dotteral, futile, imbecilic, laughable, meaningless, nonsensical, obtuse, puerile, stolid, stupefied, and witless. Geniusly, from now on, each item I communicate from hither forward will obtain an inconsumable connotation to the crux of the word betrothed. I catchinate at you. This nullified administrating canesthesia, rotting articulation, I divulge. Acknowledgement for ear trumpet, too, I retain a thesaurine.
I think you're going to get bonus points for that one. Runner number three.
Think you can torf the torf? Well, it's time to wharf the wharf. That's right, it's time for the furious Klingon Power Hour. Tonight, you will hear such nonsensical, furious sentences as Nakwahe, Jihabid Maj Haklu Dukdak Ol Puksha Enlavlu Inklos Habsusili Auk Dolchmit Alputropsh Kulsit Datsilvav Bitrav Eklav Bithnop Aplob Kupglu Aplob Kapluplu Klub Kukuku Ijaj Ijaj Ek Hatulme Quakachavam Ikrangdelma Gikslab Ekjaldum Suklam Kiklavlov Zulslav Travolta. That's the Furious Klingon Power Hour. Once upon far, every pon far.
Oh, well done. Nicely done. Really getting into it there with the Klingon.
Oh, yeah. It's such an easy language. Yeah. I did it as... I actually did ESL at school because that's my first language.
Oh, very good. Well, how many mistakes was that we're going to cross to our judge? 7. That's not bad. That was the first time you've seen it. That was very difficultly written.
Oh, yeah.
Very well done. Well, Jerry, you got some work to do.
Well written, yes. Jerry. Yeah, very, very good. Very
Thank
good.
You. I'm scared now.
Oh, by the way, I had to go through and punctuate that properly. I'm just going to...
my Klingon isn't, you know, my forte, so...
No, I had to use the dictionary. Anyway. Yes, Jared, here are yours.
Oh, thank you.
Don't show your partners, although that doesn't make any sense, because you're here alone. Anyway, in your own time, you're going to try to... Do less than 7 mistakes, can he do it, and be crowned voiceover zone. Take it away.
Attention geography students and teachers. You need a Royal Australian Cartography Association. One mistake. You need the Royal Australian Cartography Association's latest learning tool, the Captain Map. This elegant polythene-coated map lists all capsules of the Earth's countries in exciting colours for easy learning. Periwinkle for... Poyangu, aqua for AIDS, ababa, red for, thank you Tim, Reykjavik, ultramarine for, Ulaanbaatar, red for, this is impossible.
That's too difficult for the first one, you can just go straight on to the second one, that's okay, you've been disqualified, start again, 0 mistakes, number 2.
If you're easily discombobulated, this is certainly sure for your surface. Peter Piper's Poetry Emporium presents a collectible of the hardest tongue twisters ever. Amaze your friends when you say it with affection. How many figs can fig plucker pluck while a fig plucker's busy plucking figs?
Oh, careful there.
Oh, pluck. Give your friends, get yourself out of any situation with this favourite. I am a mother pheasant plucker. I pluck mother's pheasants. I am the most pleasant mother pheasant plucker. To every pluck a mother pheasant. Pay with your credit card and you will receive a bonus page with the hardest tongue twister known to man. The 666 sheep 6. Oh no. Oh, I should read that again. I can't. If you're the 66th caller through, you could win special prizes such as red leather, yellow leather sports jacket, and Irish or even a trip to Unique New York. Order yours today.
That was Unique Irish wristwatch.
That's the one.
Take it away.
Do you gotta get more better with your English? Then you should have went to the words thing when they talked about words and stuff. But there's still hope. Just call us at How to Making English More Easier to Do. Now you're... Now yours can get a CD which will make you the better user of English like ever. After 6 short weeks and 3 long ones, you'll be using the most complex words such as that one and distinctionism. That's Klingon for pastry. The CD can help you with a myriad of topics. History. Speak with ease about Kagwadao Wacom English Sharag, an Indian chef who died in Wisconsin in 1866. Chemistry. Impress your friends with your knowledge of compounds such as tetramethyl diaminum benz trihophilisodonius atropolis acid. And geography. Show off your linguistic perfection with the Welsh cities like
I believe that's the longest word in the English language right there.
Apparently so. Pick up a copy of How Making English More Easier to Do from the famous New Zealand town of... This is the longest name in English, I think. So, are you ready? Are you ready? Here it comes. Tamawata Waka Tang Ila Hang Ogak Otoawa Tam Takepawi Kaki Wen Atukanakatatu. This is Jared Kotlowy Brown speaking. Thank you.
Oh, it's not very nice. I'll give you one of the... where is it? There we go.
Ah, thank you. Yes, well written, Tim.
Thank you.
You are a worthy adversary.
I'm a malapert.
How many mistakes was that? 12. Oh, well, that's a generous 12.
A generous 12.
So the winner is Tim Ray. You are voiceovers, Tim Ray.
Thank you. I'd just like to thank a few people if I'm... No, I can't.
No, we are such nerds. All right, coming up in a moment, prank calls with a William Shatner soundboard. It only validates what I just said, only on Power Hour Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Oh, not this song.
Telephones. The final frontier. These are the prank calls of a William Shatner soundboard. It's 5-minute mission. To entertain a small number of Australian radio comedians. To boldly call where no soundboard has called before. William Shatner calls a pet store.
Good afternoon, Pets World. This is Kevin.
We're looking for some kind of creature.
Creature.
Some kind of creature.
Yep.
Creature without form, that feeds on horror and fear, that must assume a physical shape to kill. Do you have a first name?
Yeah, Kevin.
Yes, you're quite right.
Sorry?
Mr. Cochrane, what? Explain. I'm sorry. Explain. Answer me.
What exactly are you looking for?
We're looking for some kind of creature.
Yeah?
I think it's time we did a little simple and plain communicating. Some kind of creature. Answer me. Mr. Cochrane.
William Shatner calls a costume shop.
The costume shop, Sarah speaking.
We're looking for some kind of creature.
A creature? What sort of creature?
Creature without form. That feeds on horror and fear. That must assume a physical shape to kill.
Yeah. Well, I'd just suggest you come in and have a look at what we've got. Okay, sir?
Why?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Explain.
William Shatner calls a taxidermist.
We're looking for some kind of creature.
Some kind of what?
Some kind of creature.
Well, good luck.
Why?
Okay, let's start again. Who are you after?
We're looking for some kind of creature.
You there?
Do you have a first name?
Sure I do.
Explain.
William Shatner calls another pet store.
Good afternoon, Pets Paradise. Samantha speaking.
Do you have a first name?
Pardon? Hello?
Explain. Do you have a first name?
Me? I'm Sam.
I think it's time we did a little simple and plain communicating. We're looking for some kind of creature. Some kind of creature. Answer me. I don't understand it.
It's one of those stupid things that they do on the computers. You press the button and it says the word.
Let's just hang up then.
Oh, that's funny.
Right in the kisser.
Wow.
William Shatner, still clinging to glory. Hi, I'm David M. Green. The Rubinos. Rubino News? News? With Revenge of the Nerds was up early. I believe the Rubinos made headlines recently. Oh, did Hilary Duff steal a guitar riff or something like that?
Probably.
I don't remember. Don't quote me on that. The show is powwow, though. You can quote me on that. On Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM, I'm David M. Green. Tim Ray, voiceovers Tim Ray is here.
Sup.
And also Jared Kotlowy.
Yes.
All right, got it. But it is now time for David's rejection letters. Yes, David's rejection letters, the segment I invented to fill time on my radio show, Pow Wow, and of course used as a vehicle to read out my many rejection letters over the years from various businesses and private citizens. Stop me if I'm going too fast, by the way.
You're going too fast.
Okay, then. I'm going to keep going.
Oh, good.
Tonight's letter comes from Australian-American television actress and avid lesbian, Portia de Rossi.
I think it's thespian.
Thespian, same thing. Portia de Rossi, or as I like to call her, Portia Della Rossi, because it sounds cooler. Of course, best known for her work as lawyer Nellie Porter on Ally McBeal and as Lindsay Bluth-Fiunke on Arrested Development. Her letter reads, "Dear Mr. M. Green, thank you for your 12 letters. However, I'd like to take this opportunity on what will be my first, last, and only letter to you to ask you to please stop sending me flowers, chocolates, and dating requests, as I'm currently already in a relationship with Ellen DeGeneres. In case you haven't noticed, I am a lesbian, and I'm not interested in your so-called pulsating masculine obelisk, as you frequently describe in your letters. I must also ask you to stop editing my Wikipedia page and altering my sexual orientation. It doesn't work like that, and you clearly have no idea. Also, my name is Portia de Rossi, not Della Rossi. Yours sincerely, Portia Della Rossi." What do you make of that, Tim?
You made 5 mistakes.
All right, then. Well, that's still less than you in the voiceover segment. By the way,
that's why you're pushing the buttons.
All right, that's correct.
It's almost double my mistakes.
But we did a voiceover segment before, of course. I must say, the ones that you wrote for Jerry were a lot more difficult than the ones he wrote for you.
They were incredibly difficult.
But then again, you know, you gotta look out for yourself.
To protect my title.
Yeah, voiceover's Tim Ray. But hey, speaking about Portia Della Rossi, see, it's what I'm doing here. It's a radio technique. It's called a segue.
Ah.
Apparently, I look like her, according to this facial recognition website I went to recently. Jerry, you got me onto this.
I did.
What am I talking about?
It's a facial recognition website.
See, we're moving straight on from the letter. We're going into a completely different topic. But explain.
Okay. You just load your picture of yourself into this website, and then it scans it and tells you what celebrities you look like.
Yes, this website is myheritage.com. Very interesting. Very, I don't know.
Stirring.
What's a movie that has facial recognition?
Face Off?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, that's got face removing and replacing and
takes the guy's
swapping
face off his face and puts it on some other guy's face.
And there's a slash in between it. Face slash off.
But that's not what happens at this website.
No. They don't literally take your face off and compare it to other ones.
What happens if you put a pet or an animal's face
It doesn't work that way. I'm still yet to try. I want to try actual celebrities to see if it comes up with their faces. I'm still yet to do that.
Okay, I'm thinking, like, if you put a chihuahua or something, do you come out...
with, like, Tinkerbell, Paris Hilton's dog, who you hear more about in a little while on the show.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't tried it. Why don't you try that at home?
We'll do.
Yes, moving on.
But anyway, who do you look like? Because you put your photo in there, Jerry.
I did. Okay, and it gives you a percentage on how much you look like. Apparently, I'm 83% Scarlett Johansson.
That's a woman.
78% Krista Allen, a.k.a. the elevator girl from Liar Liar. 76% Halle Berry. 73% Jared Padalecki, a.k.a. Sam from Supernatural. 68% Mother Teresa, of all things. And it's one of those photos of her, you know, she was getting on in years in this photo. I don't know how I look like her.
This is during her super centenarian.
Yeah, yes.
Time.
66% Aretha Franklin.
You're not even black.
I know. Oh, wait till you hear the rest of these. Right. Then I got bored because they were the only ones for the couple of pictures I loaded, so I loaded a few more of myself.
Okay.
Because I like to do that.
Special pictures.
Yes, special pictures. 66% Denzel Washington.
Now you're talking.
I'm talking. 62% Brandon Lee. That's Bruce Lee's son, the one that got shot in The Crow.
The Crow.
Yeah, The Crow. 61% Tommy Lee Jones. 58% Dave Navarro. Oh, in these next ones, sorry, I should point out, it was a picture of me pouting while having a towel on my head to dry my hair. Right. You can see that on my MySpace.
You look like Gandhi.
Yes.
That's silly. He didn't wear a towel. He was
no,
bald.
He was...
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's completely wrong on all counts, yes. And 56% Jennifer Love Hewitt.
All right.
Yeah, now Tim.
Should I say what I look like?
Oh, of course. Right. Then obviously, we'll move along to Tim afterwards.
Tim's good because we did something funny with Tim.
Yeah.
I look like Portia de Rossi. That's the whole reason why we segued into this conversation. I also look like John Mayer, Mel Gibson, Al Pacino, Orson Welles, and Mussolini. I look like Mussolini.
Well, it's better than Hitler.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I guess. Only slightly.
Yeah. Now, Tim.
Tim.
Who do I look like?
What did we do?
Well, that picture of you on the Power Wow website, I should say.
That's davidmgreen.com.
Yes, not davidgreen.com.
Don't want to go there.
Don't go there. Yes, that picture of you as voiceover's Tim Ray, the title I tried to unsuccessfully take. Yes. Okay, well, according to this website, you are 73% Travis Barker, who's the ex-drummer for Blink-182, 72% Keanu Reeves, 71% Billy Joel, 71% Michael Rosenbaum, who is the young Lex Luthor in the Smallville series, 71% Agam Rudberg, whoever she is, I don't know who she is. She doesn't exist on Wikipedia, but she does on this website, so I refuse to acknowledge her existence.
It's if Kevin Rudd and Bill Lumberg had a baby.
Yes, yes. 68% Keith Urban, or as I like to call him, Keith Bourbon.
Can we keep going till I find the effect?
There we are. 68% Tom Berenger, who is the actor and star of three of the Sniper movies. 68% Lance Bass. Lance Bass is the gay astronaut bass singer for NSYNC. And 66% Christina Applegate, who is Veronica Corningstone from the Anchorman movie.
Oh, yes.
You are all of those people and more. Tim Ray.
Thank you.
A man of many faces that look the same.
And one voice.
Nice. I like that. But anyway, it's time for one of those stupid community service announcements that we have to do here on Radio Adelaide. And I have to do it. But anyway, stay tuned. Up soon is my exclusive interview with Paris Hilton.
Hi, I'm Radio's David M. Green. Due to Radio Adelaide's policy of equal, unbiased representation of all community views, in the interest of fairness and balanced journalism, but mainly to keep our broadcasting license, we are required to bring you this announcement from the Australian Coal Miners Association regarding global warming. David. Thank you, me. Recently, there's been a lot of talk in the community about global warming. Sure. These days, it's hard for anyone to deny global warming is occurring, and nobody knows that more so than us here at the Australian Coal Miners Association. We've been arguing that for years. However, there is some doubt over whether said warming of the globe is caused by humans and our present-day way of life. Why is there doubt? Because we suggested it. However, we've chosen to talk to you today to put forward our own theory as to the root cause of global warming. A theory no mere scientist would ever think to consider. We at the Australian Coal Miners Association believe that the recent spike in world temperatures is but one of a myriad of previous spikes in temperatures experienced by the Earth several times over the last few thousand years. And we believe that the earlier spikes have risen and fallen with the rise and collapse of previous human civilizations. It's not present-day man's fault that future man's future has been robbed. It's past man's fault future man's future has been robbed, or is presently being robbed via present man. Precisely. For example, few scientists today realize, but thousands of years ago, in ancient Egypt, pyramids were much more common than what modern ruins suggest. In fact, on average, there was one pyramid for every four Egyptians, each with a two-car garage and fully ducted reverse cycle air conditioning. Likewise, go back another thousand years, and I think you'll find the ancient Aztecs had an extensive freeway system linking major traffic hubs all over South America. Head out into the Pacific, and you'd discover the Easter Islanders were famous for their vast underground factories, the remnants of which can still be seen today in the form of beautifully decorated stone chimneys, sculptured to look like giant heads. But the instances of previous civilizations contributing to global warming don't stop there. Did you know that Rome's Colosseum was originally an arena where primitive internal combustion-driven monster trucks destroyed Christians and competed with one another for the coveted Roman candle? Furthermore, it's a widely believed fact that during the last ice age, Neanderthals living in what is now present-day Sweden crafted entire airport terminals out of ice and commuted via air to their various jobs at petrochemical plants and lead smelters all over Europe. So take it from us here at the Australian Coal Miners Association. We're not causing global warming. Those dangerous levels of carbon were already in the atmosphere when we got here. It's the fault of our short-sighted ancestors. So go on, buy that second four-wheel drive and throw another lump of coal on the fire. It's nothing compared to what others have done before you and what we plan to do in the future. A message from the Australian Coal Miners Association. Let's all go work in a coal mine. Well, I've been working in a coal mine. Remember, you can't spell powwow without...
Ow.
Powwow! Ah.
Ow.
Oh. Ah. Ah. Hi, I'm David M. Green. This is Powwow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Just earlier there, we had Devo with Working in a Coal Mine. With me is Tim Ray.
Yep.
Voiceovers, Tim Ray.
Yes.
Jerry.
Yo.
You're also here.
I am.
You have a shout-out. Now, we don't usually do this because this isn't... Fresh 92.7, but please, my audience is temporarily yours.
Okay, thank you. Annie, she's my mum. Could you leave to pick me up now, please? Because by the time you get here, the show will be over. Thank you.
Wow. Very good. See, that's saving money there.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's still going to cost Radio Adelaide.
Yeah.
But anyway, right now, Paris Hilton. Many of you would, of course, remember her for her notable work such as...
A Night in Paris?
Not really notable. Oh, well, anyway, Paris Hilton was recently in Adelaide, and I visited her at her beachside Glenelg Hotel for 5 minutes of her precious time.
Hi, I'm David M. Green, and joining me today is celebrity debutante, or celebutante, as they say in this biz, Paris Hilton.
I don't think of myself as any different than anyone else.
Ah, okay then. Well, joining me today is completely normal, average, regular person, Paris Hilton. Paris.
Yes.
In addition to being attractive and desirable, allegedly, you're also exceedingly wealthy. Although I'm sure I don't need to tell the listener this.
I hope not.
Indeed. But my question is, why would someone as famous as you agree to be interviewed on this dog and pony show?
I consider you an icon, and I really respect you, and it's an honor for me to be here today.
Wow, I had no idea my... personal fame actually preceded me. You must have come across my website.
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, you've had quite an eventful past year in 2007. Primarily your, as David Letterman put it, stint in the slammer.
Yeah, I've been through a lot, and it was a pretty traumatic experience, something I really have grown from. And when I heard that you asked me to be on the show, I was excited.
Well, once again, I'm flattered. But one thing I've always wanted to ask you, money's no object to you. You can do anything you want.
Yeah.
What's your ideal fun night out? Could you describe your idea of the perfect date?
Basically, it's a small room with a metal bunk bed, a toilet right next to the bed, connected to the sink, and a little metal desk. So, just a very small area.
Okay, so more of a quiet night in Paris.
Yeah, definitely.
And the toilet right next to the bed. Well, I must say, that does sound convenient. You rich gals sure know how to live.
Yeah.
Now, let's get down to the serious issues you wanted to discuss. Regarding your pets, the rumor going around is that you're growing tired of your dog Tinkerbell, and you've recently made the switch from being a dog person to being a cat person.
Yeah, definitely.
And the current reports by the press indicate that you now have 17 of them.
Yeah. From the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep, they're following me all day long.
Doesn't that create a bit of a hygiene problem to have all those cats, especially for the poor sap in charge of the kitty litter?
Yeah, I think it definitely comes with the territory.
Do you take your cats everywhere with you?
Yes.
Really? Even to social functions, like movie premieres, parties, places like that?
Yes. It was pretty difficult.
And what happened when you brought along your 17 cats to your last party?
I was alone the entire time. The most humiliating experience of my life.
Well, I find that surprising, actually, especially because apparently at that very party you were found by paramedics, naked and unconscious, in the women's restroom. How do you explain that? What were you doing in there?
There was
Surely not the glory hole.
Yeah, kind of a hole they would put it through.
Ah, that's disgusting. With a total stranger.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, how was this glory hole experience?
The beginning was really hard. Really hard for me. It's kind of a blur. It was so, you know, traumatic. It wasn't that tasty. It just all happened, you know, so fast and everything. But I've handled it well.
You call being found naked and unconscious by paramedics handling it well?
Not really.
All right, well, yeah, I suppose it's good to see that you're all okay now.
Yeah, definitely.
But I believe you've had another crazed fan incident recently, in which you lost all your underwear after someone, and I can assure you, this time it wasn't me, actually broke into your house and raided your wardrobe.
It's definitely, it was a very traumatic experience, but I feel like God does make everything happen for a reason.
Right. Have you at least gone out and bought yourself some fresh underwear? Especially after that whole, you know, glory hole business?
Yes.
And how's the new underwear treating you?
Do you
miss that one favorite bra that, you know, all girls have that's really comfortable?
Really, it was really special. I had no idea I had so much support.
Yeah, I'll say. You're kind of falling out of your dress there.
Everyone makes mistakes.
Of course. Are you all right now?
Well, it's pretty gross, you know, taking your clothes off in front of someone and having to do that.
Yet that hasn't stopped you before.
Not really.
Okay, changing the subject. You are in Australia currently, and I'd like to thank you very much for flying over here to Adelaide to talk to us here today. Have you enjoyed your time here in Adelaide?
I really have a new appreciation for life.
Yeah, I don't think you're the first. What was your initial impression?
I wasn't really thinking. I was just like, oh my God, I cannot believe I'm here.
Well, I believe there's actually another reason why you stopped by Adelaide. Rumour has it you've actually been in contact with the Australian Labor Party about possibly replacing fellow socialite Nicole Corns in the fight for the seat of Boothby at the 2010 federal election.
I know I can make a difference.
I'm sure you can. Best of luck to you, Paris.
I know I can make a difference.
Well, thanks very much for joining us. And would you mind cleaning up after your cats there, please? Hey, Paris, get back here! What am I supposed to do with all these cats? Ugh. Damn celebrities.
Pow Wow, the show Radio Adelaide management didn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm David M. Green. Slightly earlier there, you heard the Pet Shop Boys, One on One, Make Five on 101.5. However, a Pet Shop Boy and a William Shatner soundboard equals laugh and a half. Work that one out, Neil Tennant. Yeah. Voiceovers, Tim Ray is with me.
Still here.
In addition to, what the hell, voiceovers, Jared Kotlowy.
Thank you. That's Kotlowy.
Kot...
Damn it. Cutlery. Sorry, I want to say Lowry, like Mike Lowry from Bad Boys.
Mike Lowry.
Have you seen that film?
Mike Lowry.
You imagine Martin Lawrence saying Mike Lowry. Lowry. Cut Lowry. I think it's cool. You should change it. You should just say it like that. You should be Gerard Cut Lowry.
All right.
All right, then.
Easy as that.
All right, but a serious note now.
That's sexist.
Sorry. It is now time for a thing that I have to read. Here at Radio Adelaide, we take all complaints very seriously, like our music. But if you want to be taken really seriously, why not burst into 228 North Terrace during business hours with road flares and an alarm clock strapped to your torso, demanding the blood of the non-believers? Or better yet, just become a subscriber. It's only $52 or $26 concession for an entire year. That's $1 a week or 50 cents a week, respectively. You have to call in on 8333-5000 to Radio Adelaide. That's the phone number. Or the address is 228 North Terrace in the city. Support community radio, etc., etc., etc. Keep music like this on the air. Because really, if Radio Adelaide isn't playing it, I don't know where the hell you're going to hear it.
Would Adam enjoy that music, do you reckon?
I don't think so. We don't speak about him on the show anymore. Yeah. Radio Adelaide, as bureaucratic as you are. Next page.
Professional.
Yes.
That was well timed.
Thank you. We got some stuff to do. I'd like to congratulate my good friend, Brad Westmar. He is the host of an internet radio show on internet radio station Casey Host. The show is the Wild Wild Westmar Show. It's in Missouri in the United States. It is Pow Wow's sister show, if you will. He is now the proud father of a human child. So well done. If you want to hear his show, just go to www.caseyhost.net. There is a link on my website, which is davidmgreen.com. You can listen to Pow Wow. You can listen to past episodes. You can listen to sketches, interviews. You can watch videos, including a visual representation of the William Shatner prank calls and also Paris Hilton interview, which we played this show. It's all up there on the videos page. It's davidmgreen.com.
There's some great links on davidgreen.com too.
That's true. Mm. But davidmgreen.com, that is my name and that is my website. But Tim Ray, thank you very much for coming.
You're most welcome. And, good night and almost good morning.
Oh, yes. And once again, congratulations on your prestigious award.
Thank you. I tried to park illegally in the city, but still got a parking ticket, so the title does nothing.
It's all right. You are registered, though.
Yeah, I can do anything. Yeah, I'm registered, right. And as long as I use my hazard lights.
All right. That's how you get away with it. Jerry.
Yes.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day, by the way.
Thank you very much. My girlfriend is in India, so I won't be doing anything.
Think of the money you'll save.
That's true. Yeah. I'm not wasting hundreds of dollars taking her to Windy Point like other people I know. I'm not going to mention names here. Anything else you want to say? I'm going to be honest here. You might not be asked back on... I might not be asked back on the radio again. And because I only have two shows left, I don't know if you're probably not going to be able to come back on. So this might be your last time on the radio for a very long time, both of you.
Mm.
Is there anything you'd like to say? I put you on the spot. I should have told you this beforehand.
You should have.
Deinstitutionalizationism.
Anything to the listeners. Are you a listener? You at home? Would you like to call in on 8333-5000 and talk to us off air? Tell us how much you hate the show. I'd love to know. Anyway.
Please, I'm trying to get fired here.
And thus the mighty power of the powwow has run out for another week. But stay tuned to Radio Adelaide for Black Market Radio, unless you don't like punk music, in which case it's okay to tune to another station, or perhaps turn off the radio altogether and go get yourself a drink or go to the toilet. But until next Wednesday night, 11 p.m, here on Radio Adelaide, 101.5 FM, my name is David M. Green, and I have been your host, property of you. So as long as you're okay with it, I would like to wish you all a very good night, and I will see you next week here on Power.
My life was leading to the day, watching the whole thing slip away. It's just a fool's paradise. 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 It's
Really exciting for me.
You're talking nonsense.
I can also deliver. Bang! Headbutt out of nothing.
Ow. This is Tim Ray speaking.